Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Ish with Trish Podcast. I'm your host, Trish, and today we have an unofficial, official co-host, my mother, Lena.
Hello.
Hey, that's you. Whoever drinking non-alcoholic beer today.
And I got an itch on my ear. Okay.
TikTok star Addison Rae has a podcast with her mom, not sponsored, but it's called Mother Knows Best.
Oh.
She has Addison Rae has like 40 million followers, and her mom and her got a podcast, which is so random because she's like 19, but the mom got in there. She said, I'm going to get a podcast with my daughter. She must have made the deal.
Look at me. I'm here with you.
Cheers.
Cheers to everybody out there.
Okay. I have A&W. I know. Ooh. I have a bunch of diet beers because Shane.
Heineken 00, not a plug, not getting paid, but it's really good if you're not drinking
alcohol. Why do you like the zero?
I've been trying to cut out alcohol. And it tastes like, I like the taste of beer. So,
I like to get a lot closer than that,
sorry.
Mama.
I like the taste of beer.
So then you're just like, okay. Yeah. All right, there you go. Well, what's been new with you this week in the world of mom? I haven't talked to you all a week. I've been
so busy.
I was more sick, I think. I was sleeping days that I wasn't doing things, and then when I was doing things, I was busy. And that's why I texted you girls yesterday, because I assume you guys know to come over every Sunday. But then I was like, maybe I should text them just to make sure they know to come over. I was like, can't wait to see you guys.
Well, you're in bed. We come over at 7 in the morning.
I love that. No, that makes me happy. I'm glad that you guys were able to just come and walk in, because that makes me happy. That means you're comfortable. Like, I always wanted a house like that with the people I love. Like, obviously, then just walk in anytime, come on in, stay the night.
Well, with a key, of course.
No, it's been great. Yeah, Kiana was here at like 8 a.m. I was like, all right.
But growing up, my mom, we always had the door unlocked. It's weird now that you think about it.
Even back then, though, I feel like there was a lot of murders and stuff back then, like in cold blood.
Well, there was one of a couple farmers, probably about 2 miles from where my mom and dad lived. I remember that was like, ooh.
They got murdered?
It's an older couple. Now, they figured they had money in the house and that, but gosh, that was like in the 70s, maybe 70s.
In Freeport, Illinois, there was a murder.
Well, it actually was a Pecatonic on the way to Pecatonic on Route 20. Mm-hmm.
There was a murder in Pecatonica?
Two. They killed the wife and they were probably, I don't know, people were probably 60s, 70s.
But I feel like it's always a true crime podcast when we're on.
but it's never been solved. Isn't that weird? In that little area, they couldn't figure that out.
Yeah, if you guys don't know, Pecatonic, Illinois is where I went to high school. And what's the population there?
200. No, I don't know.
Like, what do you think?
Not very many.
Like, 1,000?
I don't think it's that many.
Because our school had, 300 people?
Because is there 3-4 blocks of the town and you're out?
Yeah, that's crazy. I guess people don't have cameras. I mean, even we didn't have cameras growing up.
They don't need cameras because everybody that lives there watches what everybody does.
Well, apparently they do need cameras if they didn't solve the...
Oh, well, they were out in the country, you know. They were probably like, you know, Route 20 is two-lane, like almost a dust road.
I was always scared of it.
It was like maybe a quarter mile off the road. You could see the house, but it's like never got solved.
That
would be
scary.
My next life, I'll come back as a detective. Homicide detective.
You could be good at that.
Mm-hmm. I always wanted to be like a cheaters detective. I'm like, I could figure cheaters out in a heartbeat.
I know you couldn't. You can't even figure out Instagram.
Being a bartender all my life?
Figure out TikTok. How are you going to figure out cheaters?
That's because I've lived it. I don't know.
I mean, I guess. Maybe.
TikToks. Because I have to memorize. Am I talking? I feel like we're talking fast.
We can slow it down. We could do a TikTok today if you want.
First of all, it takes me a week to practice.
Well, we can do it off the cuff. How about that?
Unless it's just, yeah, I could do that one.
Okay, there you go. You can do that TikTok today. So,
have I been doing?
Yeah, feel like
I'm going to try and answer your questions today. I have been starting back on YouTube.
Yay! And what's up? What do you do on YouTube? Lena Paytas, if you guys want to know.
True. Pretty much everything that I used to do. I'm not doing the cocktails as much. My lightest one is the non-alcoholic tequila that you and I have tried. So tune into that.
Yeah, that'll be on her channel, Lena Paytas.
Yeah, it is quite interesting.
Did you go on any of your Bumble dates? Last time we talked, you said you were maybe going to talk to some Bumble people.
Yeah, and you know, they do want to get together, but during the quarantine, I don't know where they've been. I'm a little hesitant yet for that, just strangers. You know, and one guy told that too, and he didn't even respond back. I'm like, okay.
What do you mean? He clicked?
I said, it clicked me off. But I mean, you know.
Hung up?
No, we didn't talk, but I mean, we had like a back and forth going on, and he goes, oh, let's meet. And then I said, well, you know, self-quarantining, I could do FaceTime, but I don't, you know, never heard from him again. I'm like, that was mean.
That's, I mean, that happens though. I feel like there's a lot of people like that. I mean, I've done that too. I was like on Bumble for like 3 weeks and then I've just like ignored everybody since.
I act like it's not out there yet, but it's like, you know.
Oh, the world. Yeah, I feel like the world acts like it's not out there, but people are still getting it. Because
people are outside drinking, eating it outside. I get it. There's social distancing, but if somebody sneezes or coughs your way. Like Callie was saying, she heard that lady. Oh, she had COVID. She goes, I'm just so bored, though. She went to Target. She goes, I went there. Didn't wear a mask. She goes, I just don't care. I'm like, see? Those are people out there, and you don't know.
I mean, the mask is like the least people could do. Just put a mask on. It's not that hard, but.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot of it, but. I wear a mask when I walk yet.
So no
I can't
dates.
Breathe, but I walk with it.
Ugh, they are kind of hard to breathe in, not going to lie.
And sometimes because they come all the way down here, right? So I'll try to put it like up to my chin so I can get a little air holes.
Oh, they shouldn't. I guess that defeats the purpose. Like, they should make them with air holes, but I guess that defeats the purpose.
I think they do. They remember that one big thing? I think that's more to get air.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
That?
Like those are like N45 masks. Or something. I don't know. I remember they were all sold out. Like I couldn't find masks anywhere. Like everything was sold out at the early quarantine, but.
Is that what the medical people have worn?
I think so. I don't know.
They can breathe. But nobody else is wearing them when I'm walking. But
I wear them. I do.
I wear my cap, my sunglasses, and my mask. Nobody can even recognize me. They must think, oh, she's such a celebrity.
Ah, well, maybe.
I'm just being safe.
Oh, good. I mean, that's a good thing, though. And what else?
What else? Well, by the time I do YouTube, so I'm trying to do YouTubes every other day because they were exhausting me there for a while. And then one day I'll list on Poshmark your stuff. And then the next day I pack it all up. Because one time I had like 20 packages. It takes a while to get that all, to find everything. Because I've got like 10 tubs that I was ready to be sold. So I get my time to look for them, get my tapes around my scissors, which Callie always takes my scissors. So I bought myself a tub.
Okay.
A little tub. Like we put Mucky's dog food in. And I'm going to put my Posh stuff in there so I'm ready to go. I can wheel it right out.
Dan, the life of a quarantine mom.
And then my non-alcoholic beer time and a little of the Joe Kenda homicide detective.
People were very impressed last time that you knew the Marvel man, that you hooked up with him. That was a comment that people were very impressed. They're like, ooh, he was so handsome. Like people were,
I wonder if it was the same guy. Cause I don't, I'm imagine over the years they've had different ones, but
I don't, yeah, I didn't know there was a specific
one. Oh, they should
one.
Send you a picture. I would recognize them. Because I didn't believe him, but he showed me. I'm like, oh, yeah, you were.
What do you mean he showed you? Like, this is me? How did he bring it up? There were no phones back then.
It was a print ad back in the day.
He just carried a print ad around with him.
Well, I went over to his house. He had that was cool, too. I mean, what was this? Am I talking about?
In Illinois? He had a house in Illinois?
They had a big farm. Their family ran this big cattle ranch in Baileyville, Illinois, I think it was. Now everybody knows probably who it is if they're there, but I wonder if he's still there. But I remember I went in and he had a sun tanning bed. Okay, tanning bed.
Yeah.
And he goes, you want a tan? I'm like, okay. And then he had the jacuzzi. He was all set up. I'm sure he was.
Did you have sex in the jacuzzi?
No.
Where was it? In the bed?
I don't even remember.
You don't remember you had sex with him?
No.
Well, how many places could it have been?
That was 45 years ago.
What's the riskiest 45? Place you've had sex that you're like, oh, I shouldn't have sex here?
Okay, first of all, 45 minus 61. No, I must have been 40 years ago. But what now?
Where's the riskiest place you've had sex?
I suppose the golf course.
Golf course?
I don't know about that. That was back in the 80s, so that was really risky.
Where? What golf course?
I think it was somewhere up by Temecula, California.
No.
Yeah. I don't know what that... It might have been that.
But where? Yeah, I know, how? Right? On a cart or
behind
in a
bush? I don't know. It was just this.
Walk me through that. That's crazy. Were you playing golf?
Yeah, we were. Okay. I think we were waiting for rattlesnakes to... or some snakes
what
to cross
year
by.
What was this so I can kind of gather who this is?
Okay. 80s.
Okay, got it. Enough said.
You want to hear more?
No, I need to know this story now. Okay, so you were playing golf, just you and him, no one else?
I think we had to wait, and I think there were snakes crossing by in front of us. So we're
oh my God.
Isn't that weird?
That's crazy. I'm so scared to have... Not like... I mean, I think it does sound hot. I'm just very scared of that. That sounds... Okay, so then he's like, let's go by the bush real quick and have sex? Is that... He just asked?
I guess.
And what'd you do? You just pulled your pants down?
Or I think he had a skirt on.
And did he pull his pants off?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
I mean, it must have been fast. You know? Well, how do they do it on an airplane? Which I would never do with all the germs. Oh, my God. I barely want to go in and go to the bathroom.
Better than a golf course behind a bush.
Yeah.
But Smokey doesn't have a golf course. So where? What is it by?
It was somewhere out there in the desert. I don't know where.
Wow. And you guys weren't scared of getting caught.
I guess not. Or maybe we did and we hurried up.
Is that true? I cannot. Why have I not heard the story?
It was so hot that day. Nobody was out there.
This was a true story.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is why I am the way I am. My parents just fucking need to do it on a golf course. I don't feel like I've never.
Oh, now you just said who it was with.
I mean, it's been the 80s. It's like both of y'all are just not having sex anymore, I feel. So it's fine.
Right.
Wow. That's.
I so didn't crazy. Do that.
No. That's pretty cool, though. I think I always wonder that because I just feel like, especially me and my sister, too, I just feel like we're always so sexual and so it's like corn dogs. I'm like, where did we get that? Oh, I knew my mom was. Didn't know necessarily my dad. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Who is the horniest husband you've had?
Horniest what?
Husband. The one that like always wanted to fuck.
Oh, that'd be nobody.
Well, obviously, no.
People weren't into it.
First of all, not true. We know you and Michigan guy always was having sex because, we would just know.
No, you know why they think we had sex? When Trisha was over one time, when I lay down in bed, and I'm sure you guys do too, is you just lay down and it feels so good if you've been working hard all day and you just go, oh my God. Oh.
No, I definitely
thought. That's what I do, and she thinks I have sex.
Oh, no. It was that one. Callie said she saw the Michigan one. I saw the one for a fact, the one that's dead now, the husband that's dead now. I saw for sure that little butt humping. I was like, oh. So I know. No, shame.
But it's not like we did it a whole lot.
So there has to be, obviously, my dad obviously was on the golf course. So who was the horniest?
Well,
someone had to be. And obviously, this was her dad. Because she's a horny little one, too.
No.
Really?
No. No. Nobody. I guess it wasn't a thing.
Well, that'd be my dad. If he wanted to have sex on a golf course, that's a horny person that you can't wait till you get home. Or at least in the car. Like, damn.
Maybe after so many years you've been together, you got to spice it up a little. I don't know. But, speaking of that and the sexuality, I have to tell you that. You know how everything is all about big butts and your body? I can tell you, did not see my butt. I didn't think it was a thing ever. And then at 52, it's like, oh, about butts. I'm like, I couldn't even not tell you what my backside looked like for 52 years.
I think that's a new thing. Because I don't think butts were a thing when I was a kid, no one was talking about asses.
I mean, did you look in the mirror and go, oh, no. Wow, it looks really...
Kids never talked about asses. It was boobs. I was just talking about this yesterday with somebody, and they were just saying, I think it was Moses, too, that no one ever talked about asses. It was all tits, and no one cared about asses.
Right. And you wanted a flat butt because, my butt look big? And if they said yes, you'd be like, oh.
Hips, too. People were like, didn't want big hips and stuff.
Oh, well, good.
So I think this is a new thing. That's like, it's a phenomenon. Yeah, I never cared. I never thought in a million years I'd get my butt to be bigger. Like, that's crazy.
I never looked at my backside. I never thought if I had love handles. None of that was ever... talked about.
Yeah, I think that's a new thing.
Of course, I lived a very sheltered life anyway as a kid, so maybe it was going on. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We have that story we could go to, the Bush story.
You were so excited to tell me. That area.
Well, I was trying to think of like different times and the Bush being the 70s phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's hear about this. My mom was watching. I was doing my hair and my sister was in the room with me. My mom comes in and already my sister's like, I don't want to hear about this. Just share it on the podcast because it was, how do you start? You said,
I don't know how we got to talking about the Bush.
So how I thought of it, we were watching Married at First Sight, and a big thing now, a lot of girls don't shave their armpits, and a girl had to shave her armpits, and I was watching it with a friend who doesn't like body hair, and he was like, so, and I was like, what if I just grow a bush? He's like, I would never talk to you again. And I mean, hey, if something really turns you off, I get that. Like, if you really just could not go down on a girl or whatever with a bush, cool. Like, I get it. But, he's like, I'll never talk to you again. I was like, okay, good to know. But,
good thing he wasn't around in the 70s.
My mom, 60s. I feel like, always had a bush. Because we used to, take showers, not together, but to, save money. We would, she would get out, and I would go in the back, and, we'd all, rotate so we wouldn't, waste waters. I don't know. I don't get it.
The tank ran out of hot water.
Oh, maybe that was it. Okay, I remember for some reason, I was like, rotating. Okay, hop in real quick. I'm getting out.
Yeah. One will go out the front, one come in the back.
That's was funny. That why? Because of the hot water?
Yeah. Well, it's not like them smothered. You guys watch that show? The mothers and daughters are so close that they take a bath together.
I hope that's just for TV.
We've never done that. I don't. Well, I do too.
Well, I just feel like you were always very open. Just, I don't know, just about everything. You just kind of.
Well, I was busy by the time I worked and, washed your clothes or cooked for you guys. We had to get in and out of them showers. Just get the soap.
Yeah, you always had a bush. So what happened that you do you have one now? Does my mom have a bush? That's the title of this podcast.
No.
Do you shave really. Or no? Well, you don't have sex right now, right?
Right, but I shave from my bikini, and then I'm sometimes like, I'll just take it all off.
Oh, really?
But I don't like the prickliness either. Like your front.
I was getting laser. I get laser now. Just kind of like soften. Wait, so you do it now just for yourself? Because you used to say, we're like, Mom, why don't you shave your bush? And she'd always be like, I don't want to feel like a baby down there. That was always your like.
Well, yeah, I would do a really good job and shave it with the new razor every time. But I do.
I what just, changed your mind?
I don't know. I just feel cleaner.
So who was the person that shaved it? Tell us that story. You went to
I think that's the first time I knew that you were supposed to shave. It's when I met him on the Sugar Daddy site way back when we were, in Encino?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's like 2010.
Right. And what 2010, how old would I have been? 42? 52.
I wish. Oh, my God. I was like, wow, my mom's so 42. Young.
I've been lying about my age. Yeah, he wanted to go to this nudist colony that he had his mobile home up there in. But he was very rich. This guy, you know, he was an actor and stuff. So I think I went out the first time by the pool. And I wore a tube top and shorts because you can keep clothes on until you feel comfortable. And then we went to we were sitting there eating and everybody's naked but me. I'm like,
wait, this is a nudist colony.
Yes.
And you weren't naked and everyone else was?
Yes.
You know, all people. I have seen my mother naked multiple times for whatever. Like, I saw you naked in a jacuzzi one time. Like, you've always been naked. Well, in Freeport, you were naked in a jacuzzi. Like, you've always been naked. So I feel like you don't have a problem with that is my point.
I must have been self-conscious about something. I don't know. I don't know if that'd I felt overweight or what. I don't know what it was. But anyway, we got down the dance floor. I'm still have that on. What he started taking the top off. He goes, here, this is Macy. Now you feel comfortable. But anyway, then the next day we went to the pool. And I think he saw I had a bush the night before. So he goes, here, let's trim you up a little bit. I was so embarrassed because I thought,
oh, that's very bold.
Because the first time we went to that pool that same day before,
yeah.
The day before, and I had the bush. So he must have thought, she probably doesn't know. I didn't know.
How bushy were you? Were you shaving your bikini line at least?
Probably.
And you had never shaved at all?
No.
So what?
He just wanted to teach women stuff, I guess. I don't know. But
my God.
Because I know his latest girlfriend was very young, and he said he was teaching her, you know, hygiene and everything. I'm like, okay, then you think they're your daughters. But, yeah, he trimmed me.
With scissors?
No. I think he had a razor.
How are you? Were you on a bed, on a couch?
No, I was standing up with my leg up, so he was trimming it.
Oh, my God. Maybe it's a fetish for him. Maybe he likes that.
Could be. I mean, he's still into being naked. He'll be naked in his backyard. He'll be naked. Well, if we ate dinner at his place, he'd be on it. We'd have blankets on, of course, thank God, but... Yeah.
I am not self-conscious about being naked. I love being naked, but like to eat or like sit, I need to put some clothes on.
It made me work out and not eat as much because he was in really good shape.
I feel like most nudists, we went to a nude beach in Maui and everyone that's nude usually is not attractive. Yeah.
That's how this place was.
So why are we self-conscious?
I don't know.
Why are we working out? I'm
waiting for him, you know, because he was so built, really good. He was older though. He was 15 years older than me, so.
So when did you start going shave full commando?
Probably after that. But, I mean, he left a little hair down at, like, the bottom.
The landing strip, they call it.
Why do they do that? Do you know?
The landing. Oh, why? I think it's just sexy. Or no, is there a reason? Is there a reason?
I thought maybe he left it there because at that time, before I had my surgery, I think he covered up my beef lips. Beef lips? Is that what
Okay, this is what you were trying to say earlier, and I was so confused.
Callie goes, just say that.
Oh, yeah, okay. Beef curtains, I think.
Beef curtains, yes.
So yours hung out, which, first of all, that's completely normal. I have seen a lot of vaginas now in my day, and there is a lot of girls that have that, very young girls, too. Right. With loose, I think that's the very thing. Some girls just have, and some guys love it. Like, actually, some guys do love loose.
Well, that guy, the guy later on, before I had that surgery, which was that vagina rejuvenation.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he liked it.
Who? Which one?
The one at the beach.
Okay.
And so that made me very self-conscious.
Why did you think he liked it? Did he say something?
I don't think he ever wanted to go down on me, or he was down.
Really?
If he did, he would put ice in his mouth like for 5 seconds and up he goes. I'm like,
I've definitely gone down on a girl and I was like, whatever. I mean,
I don't think he was just a sexual person.
We think maybe he's gay. I think I feel like maybe
that he was
gay.
In rock and roll for umpteen decades. Well, so maybe he was just,
he just never wanted to have sex. And I've been with guys at my ugliest, and I feel like everybody, and you were tiny, you were cute. I mean, I just feel like he might be gay, that one. Or, like, maybe he's over it, I guess. I don't know, maybe he peaked early.
Maybe.
But I don't think the landing strip was to hide your beef curtains. I think that is a thing in Playboy. Because Hugh Hefner loved pubic hair. Like, he wouldn't, like, Pamela Anderson was shaved. She talked about this in her book. She was completely waxed, and he made people, like, put fake pubic hair on her in a landing strip position because he just liked pubic hair. So
remember all them ones he had? I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe you were there and you said he had all them girls still with their, all the hair.
When I was there? At the mansion?
Did they have, or maybe it was on something that they went past and you could see all the pictures.
Well, the 70s and 80s, they all had huge bushes. Look at Playmates from the 80s. Their bushes were huge. I mean, they were, no one ever touched those. Like, it was crazy.
I know. And how did it be that? Let's just shave them. Wow. I mean, how did that come about?
I think crabs. Because people were getting crabs in the hair.
They were getting crabs in the 20s from the Navy, them guys.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. From pubic hair. It's lice. It's pubic lice.
Right. But, I mean, they kept having them bushes for decades after that.
Right. So I think probably at some point they're like, maybe we should shave our pubic hair so we're not getting crabs. Yeah, I'm sure that's it. And then Hugh Hefner still liked it, so he was trying to keep it alive. And then some girl said the landing strip. And I think the landing strip, correct me if I'm wrong, if you guys know, I think that's when you pull out, you're supposed to, like, come on it. I think that's, like, the landing strip. That's what I always heard it was for. I don't know. Guys, let us know if you heard something different, because we know two different things. But
I don't know nothing. I'm learning now.
I shaved. I remember the first time I shaved my bush. Well, actually, I got waxed. I never touched it until I was 18. And mine was dark and curly. And I got made fun of it when I was in swim class all the time because I could see it through my swimsuit. And it was very bad. I was very hairy, very curly. I never thought anything to touch it because I didn't know. I didn't watch anything. And it wasn't until I was 18 and the first guy I had sex with, I remember he, like, I thought we were just going to go over and watch a movie. And then he put his hands on my pants. And I was like, oh, we're going to have sex. So I was like, oh, wait, I'm not ready yet or whatever. And so then I went back, like, 2 nights later, but I got a wax in between because he didn't say anything. But I think he said he went down my pants and he was just like, oh, I don't think you're ready yet. And I think, I don't know if it's because I was nervous, because I was nervous, because I said I'd never had sex before. So I don't know if it's because I was nervous and he said that or that whatever. But he didn't say anything that, but I was like thinking, I thought, stop it and don't have it, because I'm like, oh, I think I need to, like, so I went and got it waxed and it totally did not hurt because I hadn't shaved. But if you're shaving and then go get it waxed, it's going to fucking hurt. So don't do that. Now I get it lasered and I just shave in between the laser treatments, but I don't like it. For myself, even when I'm not with a guy, I always shave. I don't know. I think it's more, for me, it's more cleanly.
Are you with a guy ever that still has one? Hair down there?
Yeah, I think, well, maybe not bush, but I mean, I think most guys have hair down there, no?
Yeah, that one guy I had, I don't understand why that you have to be shaved, but they don't have to be shaved. I'm like the guy that was the best sex I ever had. I'm getting excited, sorry. he had it, but it's like,
was it bad? A big one?
I mean, no, but guy, you know, it's just the hairs in your nose. And
well, okay, it's, like, it's in your nose. Most trim them.
No, he didn't.
No.
He was a native. An animal, I mean.
Oh.
Just a...
From the islands. Yes. He's an island boy. Someone was trying to explain it to me, like... they don't have it on their shaft, so girls shouldn't have it on the thing. But I was like, well, we don't have it inside our pussy, so it's like, that's where the shaft goes. It's not going on the outside of the... And I have, like, a fupa, like, I have the fat, well, we talk about this, the fat upper pussy area, so I have, like, way more hair than most people because there's, like, there's a bigger spot. You know what I mean?
I think a lot of girls have that.
Do they? I mean, yes, and skinny girls have it. Like, thin girls have, like, I guess it's just the way your body is.
Skinny girls just have nothing there.
No, but I've seen some skinny girls with, like, a fupa with, like, a fatter vagina. I think it's kind of genetics, maybe.
Could be.
I don't know. I've seen some guys have it too. I've seen some guys have fupa where it looks like mine, but then with like a penis attached to it. I mean, I don't know. I think, and again, I think it's, there's something for everybody. So don't feel bad if you have, like I said, even beef curtains, don't feel bad because there are people who like that too. So
it's funny. I didn't feel bad about anything until I moved to LA. It's like, oh my God, it's a first on everything. I'm like, okay.
LA, well, yeah. LA's going to JG that way. I felt the same way. I mean, I don't know how I've kept my confidence through LA, I guess, because I don't know. Because it's brutal out here. I mean, most guys have never been particular about my looks or my hygiene, so I've always been okay. I think if someone told me that, I think I'd be mortified, but...
That's true. I don't think anybody's really said anything.
Well, except that guy at the nudist colony.
I don't know if he said anything or not. He was just really nice about it. He goes, here, let's just kind of trim you. I think he was... I mean, he was nice. I didn't think, oh, okay. I didn't even really know what he was doing. And then when I got to the pool, I'm like, oh, okay. And so
then you went naked?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Okay. I remember that. You were missing for like 3 days because we were living together at the time. And me and my sister were so freaked out. Like, her car's still here. Because we hadn't heard from you.
But that's, my phone went dead and I had nowhere to charge it. I felt really bad too. I'm like, oh my God, I can't.
We literally thought you were missing. I know. That's why I don't ever feel so bad if I don't call for a few days. I'm like, well, my mom went missing a few times, so it's fine.
No, it's not fun.
MIA.
Especially when you live by yourself. You don't know if you have a heart attack or you stumble and hit your head.
I mean, I get nervous about that. I know. Well, that's why I try and text you guys at least once a day to be like, I'm good. I'm just busy. Like, you know what I mean? Because I always think that. I mean, if I don't, I feel like if I don't call you guys for like a week, you might
worry. A caring family would do that.
Well, my sister has keys and so does my mom. So you guys could always just come and check on me. Because I always thought about that since living alone. I was like, what if I just die? Would anyone notice? I mean, how long would it take you to notice?
Well, now that you don't text every day, probably 3 days.
Oh, I know.
Sometimes I'll say, Callie, have you heard from Trisha? And she'll either say yay or nay.
Well, and I usually post on social media, I feel.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I'm not posting for like 4 days on social media, then you don't hear from me, and then maybe something happens. I always think about that. I always think about that. That's why I like having someone here. That's why I like to keep friends in my life and stuff like that. I just like someone here just in case I die. I'm like,
but that happened one time. You weren't on social media, what, I bet 4 or 5 days. Because somebody was out here.
Oh my God, that was like 10 days. Wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Everybody was.
Well, that was the day when you guys went to, like, Colorado and Vegas. I mean, I was so sick. I was so out of it. I had no idea where I was. I mean, that happened. Well, even that Tuesday night, I got really drunk. And the guy that was here, he was really nice. He was sweet. He was staying with me. But I was like, you can go home. Because he was here, like, 7 hours. I still started puking. I said, God. And I thought I was going to have a heart attack. Because sometimes when you puke and there's nothing coming up, I always feel like it's hard on your heart. And I was probably puking probably for 12 hours straight. And I thought, oh, my God, what if I have a heart attack and no one's here? I was, like, really freaking out. I think I was texting some people and I was like, I'm puking, I'm throwing up just in case, like I'm dead or something, like check on me in the morning.
There's probably all out there by your pool doing OnlyFans going,
well, yeah, he's like, I was chilling by your pool, it was fine, because I felt bad, I had passed out, and then I was like, it was just after the shoot, it wasn't during it, but I was just like, we just drank more after, and then I was like, because you know, I'm not young, I try and think I'm a 23-year-old, I'm like, oh, you're having Jack and Coke, me too, like, and we'll drink the whole bottle, and I am not a Jack Daniels.
Oh, those were the days.
Hey, this is Jack Vanek from the Lady Gang Podcast, and we have been busy creating even more opportunities for our fans to get to know us with our New York Times bestselling book, Act Like a Lady, and exclusive Lady Gang clothing line with Express. But it all started with the podcast, and we've had some awesome interviews lately, like Tan France, Kyle Richards, and Lucy Hale.
Literally slapped the shit out of me as I was driving out to pull over. I was like, I'm driving.
She, right before, was literally talking about the size of her husband's penis. Again.
And like, I'll read scripts where it's like 25 years old with a baby, but nobody can see me with a baby.
Yeah. Maybe just have a baby. So be sure to check out the Lady Gang Podcast on Apple, Spotify, and Podcast One. We can't wait to hang out with you.
I don't know, I even drink. I literally drink to socialize, but then, you know, I overdo like my eating and everything.
That's me too. I overdo. I try to be better now.
I think you barely eat.
Otherwise, no, I do. That's why I got to get out and walk every day. Otherwise, I'll sit there and watch my shows and eat more.
Even here, you pick at things. You're more of a picker.
I've learned to be a picker. I used to be a big eater. I could shout them farm meals my mom made. Oh. Could eat everyone. Mashed potatoes, bread and butter, the green beans, corn,
literally
mac and cheese, all in one sitting. And then a pie and apple. apple pie and ice cream.
That was you though. You would cook like a big bowl of spaghetti and then corn and then like mashed potatoes and biscuits. And I was like, oh my God, we ate so much.
I thought of that the other day too. I'm like, oh yeah, I made biscuits. But there was four of us to eat off of it. So.
Oh, it was mounds of potatoes you would make. I remember Nick had like a whole plate of potatoes, and me too. And then the spaghetti, I'd have like a huge mound of spaghetti. You made so much. And then the biscuits. We had like probably five biscuits each.
Yeah, I realized I did cook a lot because when I had that one guy, when I moved out here and I was, when we were in Encino, I think you had already moved out to go your a separate way. But what are we talking about? Oh, the amount of food I make. And I never thought about it because I use it for leftovers. But I remember I made the spaghetti and I made two huge plates. And he's like, why do you make so much food? It goes, I can't. I'm like,
First of all, rude.
I mean, that every time, and the breakfast I made huge, and I thought, oh, I guess I'm making too much. But I've done that all my life because my mom cooked that many. And then you always do what your mom does.
And breakfast, you would make like the whole thing of bacon, maybe two sometimes. You would always.
Like 2 pounds probably because you guys loved it. But.
Yeah, I didn't realize we overcooked or overate either until I moved out. And I was like, oh, people are like, don't eat this much food.
Yeah. But, I felt like we were always busy because you guys didn't really eat lunches. So.
Oh, yeah. Nick would put a fruit roll up in a bagel.
And you wouldn't eat anything in the morning before
I didn't eat school, at school either.
So we had to have a big dinner, you know?
I never ate lunch at school. Sometimes I get, like, Pop-Tarts for lunch. And people are like, that's all you eat. I think people thought I was poor. But I think I had an eating disorder back then, too, where I was like, no, I don't eat anything. I don't know. It was, like, weird. Because I only would have Pop-Tarts. And, like, that was it. And then everyone else was getting their hot lunches.
Did you sandwiches. Want one?
Hot
lunch?
No. I really didn't want to eat. I don't know. I felt self-conscious about eating. I think, like, one time I might have, like... No, I think I was just always self-conscious. Like, to wait... Oh, you know what it was about hot lunches? Is... back to yesterday, me standing in line for food. When you have to stand in line for your food, I felt fat. I felt like people were judging me, like, oh, she doesn't need food. You know what I mean? So I never liked getting lunches because I thought people were judging me. And then you had to carry your tray and find a table, and it's me holding food, and I just thought people would judge me for, like, eating food. It was very weird. That was, like, from early on. So even yesterday, I went to a place, and I had to stand in line for food, and I have this really weird thing about standing in line for food. I'm very self-conscious because I just feel like people are looking at me like, oh, she doesn't need that food.
How funny you mention that. In high school, same thing. I would want those hot lunches, though, so bad.
Yeah.
It was like, oh. But I thought, okay, I'm fat. They're going to say something, especially if I had my cheerleading outfit on. Oh. And I seemed like I never had any friends to eat with. They always had different periods. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go get this peanut butter sandwich, which was probably more caloric than what they were serving, right?
But I don't know.
And I would sit there and eat my peanut butter sandwich. And everybody, I just wanted those hot lunches so bad.
I did too. I mean, I definitely wanted like tater tot days and stuff. I was like, oh, I want to go get some of those tater tots. But even in high school, even at the Hillbilly High School, I went to Pocatonica where everyone was like fucking fat and gross. I literally still didn't want to go up and get tater tots. And even on pizza days, I would never eat pizza. And they're like, don't you want a slice? And I was like, no. And I would pay the money because they would, I think it was weird. They would reward you for getting pizza, but then like, oh, you have to ask your, you have to put $5 in. Like they asked everyone for $5, but they'd only get us like two pizzas for the whole class. Do you remember that? I had to ask you money for pizza day.
That's right.
And so if you wanted a slice, you had to pay. But then they'd only get two pizzas for the whole class. I'm like, they're probably pocketing that, those teachers.
Probably.
They're like, you have to pay. But even then I would pay. I would give the $5 because I didn't want people to think I was poor, but then I just want to eat the slices.
Why?
Because I don't want to feel fat. Because you got to go up and get the slices.
I hate high school. They should just do away with it and just do homeschooling or online. I mean, look, it's working so far, obviously. It's just such a cruel time. And it doesn't, I don't think it's any better than when you were in school.
I mean, I don't think anyone really made fun of me for my weight.
No, but it's in your head. It was in my head, too.
But I think maybe that's just like us. Maybe we had a mental disorder, like eating disorder.
No, we're not the only ones.
No, we're not the only ones. But I think there was a lot of fat people in my school and they just were fine eating. You know what I mean? So I think some people just didn't care. I think us, we just maybe cared a little bit too much. But yeah, I definitely thought that was, I did feel sad about it. But I think, again, I don't remember people making fun of me, like twice for my weight. I remember people calling me, like, I told me I had like more rolls than a bakery. Like, I remember that. Someone made fun of me for my hairy lip. I had like paint thrown on me, my bush and the swimsuit, the butt crack and the swimsuit. So I guess I did get made fun of a little bit, but nothing running in gym class, I was always the slowest. And so people call me a fat ass. Because my last name is Paytas, so they'll be like, Trisha fat ass. I was like, okay.
Well, that's like me. I was not any athletic thing either. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, Lena can't do that.
Like, oh my God. You are stupid.
I've never heard that before. Her maiden name is Cans in different eras.
Oh, that's sad. I didn't know you were like that with the lunches either. That's so sad.
I know. I don't think I've ever told anybody. I never told my mom or dad.
I'm sure I didn't say. Well, what are you going to say? Like, my mom and eat lunch today. Like, it's a weird thing to say.
I know.
Well, I always knew we had snacks at home. I'd go home and eat like Rice Krispies and popcorn
go
and stuff.
Go home and eat that hostess pie.
Yeah. I mean, that was the nice thing though, because we'd always come home, watch Full House, make popcorn. So, I mean, I was always looking forward to that. So, I guess it wasn't like the worst thing. But,
yeah.
Well, you remember when I lost all that weight for that play when we were in Pecatonica? I didn't eat for like 2 weeks straight.
did that Slim Fast.
Yeah. I think I just had liquids in. I remember you would like reheat leftovers from Imperial Palace, my favorite restaurant, and I still didn't eat it. I don't know how I had the willpower back then. I cannot go without eating now.
I don't even remember that play. I remember your ninth or your eighth grade play, but not that one.
I don't think you ever came to see me in it. I was like a movie star. I was like Marilyn Monroe. I was like the character that game. It was a weird play. It was like not a real play. I feel like it was one someone wrote like locally or something. I really do. I don't think it was a real, but yeah, I was very skinny. I remember my teachers like came up to me and were very concerned. Like, are you okay? Is everything okay at home? Are you eating? Like, I remember the guidance counselor like called me in. They thought I had an eating disorder or that you weren't feeding me or something. Because I lost, literally, I remember because I weighed myself. I think I went from 173 to 146 in like 2 weeks.
I was going to say, like 30 pounds.
Because I was also doing gym class every day, because that was the year I had two gym classes. Because it was like a year where I like had to make up because I was homeschooled and I wasn't doing gym. So they had like, you have to do double. So I was doing double gym every day. Plus not eating. I mean, I was very skinny and everyone was very concerned and it's not good. Don't do that. But I don't know how I had the willpower. Because even now before shoots, I'm like, I shouldn't eat. But now if I'm like before like a OnlyFans, I'll do like a hard-boiled eggs. Like eat something. Toast. Dry toast. You have to eat. I don't know how I didn't pass out.
I have to watch your video too, eating 4 hard-boiled eggs.
That was not a hit. It only has 80,000 views. Nobody cares.
It would have been on my channel then at 80,000 views.
I know. I haven't done a mukbang on mine in a while. I need to. Because I was like, last week, my whole life has just been losing weight. Whenever I'm dead, just know that I'm resting in peace. And I'm not worrying about my weight and what I'm eating. And it's not that anyone, it's not the hate comments that get to me. It's myself. It's my own head. I'm fat. But then I just had nachos and cheese before this. So I really don't care that much.
Oh, it was a couple.
I think it's just a struggle I'll always have. I think so, like when you have like that in your head, you're just always going to have it. I've gone to therapist, but I feel like I'm just always going to feel that way. Like I shouldn't, I don't know.
Until you get my age and then it's like, although I don't like the fat in my back.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's always going to, because I don't really care if I really care. I just want to be eating, you know what I mean? But I just, it is just, I don't know, I think about it all the time. But then I'm happy, so I don't know.
I know.
It is a complicated one.
You know, your head's, the brain is, just plays tricks on you, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, those are the disorders of our world.
Mm-hmm.
But
you always have to remember, everybody has, you know, things that they don't like about themselves. And
well, and it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, is that what you don't like about yourself, other people will. There's so many people who love my little belly, and it makes me... The other day, someone was rubbing my belly. It felt so good. And I don't let anyone touch my little gut area. It's like this part in my stomach that's like not flat at all. And it's like kind of just flat. Basically, it's like one little, what would you call it? Like a ridge or something. It's like one little flap of fat.
And your abdomen.
Yeah, it's really, mine's, and I've seen big girls that have flat ass stomachs. I don't know how they do it. So I have this little like gut and I never let anyone, but someone was rubbing me. I'm like, that feels actually really good. Because it's just like, I don't know. It just felt like soothing. It felt like, I don't know.
I think that's in our family too, because I was having cheerleading pictures. I remember in high school, and I can remember he goes, "Oh, could you suck your gut in?"
Who, the photographer?
Yes, I'm like, first of all, I didn't even know what a gut was.
So what'd you do? What did you say? What is that?
He goes, and then he showed me what to do. I'm like,
did you just sit up?
Stupid. Huh?
Did you just sit up?
Yeah, I guess I was slouched down and then, you know, it gets poofy there. I was like, okay, here we go.
Well, now in pictures, I tell people like who's taking my photo. I'm like, tell me if I need a suck in my gut, because I hate when I have like a big, remember in the Superficial Bitch music video, I had that big ass gut in those silver pants and no one told me? And I was like, someone should tell me, like, tell me, let's get some Spanx on or something. No one fucking said that to me. I thought I looked fine because, there was no mirror in the room, so I couldn't check for myself.
Oh.
And I was like, really? You let me do this whole music video? Look it up. Superficial Bitch. I had these silver pants. yeah. And the gut looked bigger than what I actually had. It just was the pants and the whole thing, and no one told me. And you were there.
Well, what was I going to do? There was nothing like
Spanx. I think I had a cincher. But we were kind of rushed, but you could have been like, Trish, put a cincher on.
I'm going to blame Michael.
I blame you. You're the one that should have told me. I would tell you, like, I was like, oh, like, if you were in a photo shoot, and not in everyday life, I wouldn't be like, fucking put a cincher on, but I'm just saying, like, in everyday life, I would. Or a photo shoot life, I would. Like, if you were, like, when you
okay,
did,
my bad.
When we did nudes, when you took nudes one time, I was like, oh, like, I was telling you how to pose. Like, I'll put your arm this way.
That's true.
That's,
I always knew maybe that was one of the first videos I went to. That was your Leonardo DiCaprio. No, that,
yeah, it was same back day. To back.
Yeah.
It was the same weekend.
I think I have your wings, by the way, on that one.
You're selling them on Poshmark?
I guess I should. Were they the little ones? Little ones?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I do have them.
Yeah, they were like upside down for the video.
But I feel you had two pairs of wings. Where else did you wear wings?
I can't remember. Oh, Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I got those
Maybe it was too. Those. Maybe it was those wings.
I got two wings.
Oh.
But I didn't know what the little ones are from, so.
Get them on Poshmark.
Mm-hmm. I was selling Poshmark. I'm selling that Selena outfit that you wore at the Texas show. And I go, okay, as Trisha wore at her show, blah, blah, blah. And this one person goes, well, what size is it? Because I put Trisha's size in the size thing. Trisha's size. That's what the size it is.
They probably want to know like inches and stuff because it's a custom piece.
Maybe. I just put large.
I think it is about large. Right?
I said, well, it's probably about a large.
That's probably Trisha's an XL. Size. That was when I was a lot bigger. Maybe it was an XL.
But it had the material stretches, and so it's such a great piece.
I know. I'm such a hoarder.
Michael did a really good.
Michael Philpott. I know. I just don't need it. I was like, I feel bad parting with it, but I don't really.
Oh.
I guess you should keep costumes. I mean, people do that, but.
I think you should keep, like, the cool ones that you like, because when you get your house, then you could do what JoJo Siwa does and put them in.
I wouldn't. No offense like to JoJo Siwa. But even Britney Spears had that at her in Planet Hollywood. She would have at her residency, like, all the costumes to look at. I guess it's cool for that, maybe. I guess if you were Michael Jackson or Britney Spears or JoJo, but I don't know.
I think some would be cool. Like, didn't you? What was one you really, really loved that you should keep?
I loved all of them. I just, to keep them for what? I guess to look at, but.
Well, I think I would get, the one I would keep and I still have it is the one from Fat Chicks, the pink gingham.
You still have it?
I do. All right. You know why? Because it was like the couple days after I had my mastectomy and I was in pain, but I went to you and you look so pretty. I think that's the first I saw you in a video. I'm like,
What was my first? Santa Baby was before that. But other than that, Fat Chicks was my first one.
Right, yeah. So I think nostalgic should keep that.
Oh my God. You just had a mastectomy 2 days before that video?
Wasn't very long after. And I was.
Jesus. You were like up in.
Because, yeah, I remember that.
So you had no boobs?
The one.
For Fat Chicks.
Well, I had that. We had the little one that they eventually puff up. But,
really? Why do I not remember
and
that?
And I can remember being in pain, but I'm like, I'm going to go, you know?
Oh my God.
There's a photo of us. I love that. I should probably get that printed.
Yeah, you have like a hat on. I remember.
No.
No?
Oh, did I? Oh, yeah, outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
But stuff like that, I think, is like, you should keep.
Yeah, I mean, if
I'd keep it in my house.
Okay. There'd be a museum of me and mom's.
In my little house.
Aww. Well, I mean, that is kind of cool. Like, if you think about, like, if Elvis got rid of his, like, leather jumpsuit and then no one could see it. I mean, but I mean, I'm not Elvis. You know what I mean?
So does he have stuff he kept?
Oh, yeah. It's like Graceland. There's a ton of his outfits. Like, stuff he's worn in movies. And, I mean, Anna Nicole, her estate sold, like, jeans she wore, dresses she wore, and stuff like that.
Oh, they sold them then.
I mean, Larry Burkhead has a ton. Like, I DM'd him. I'm trying to get him on the podcast. Get Larry Burkhead on here. But he says he has a ton of Anna's stuff. And I was like, can I buy it? Like, I would buy it and stuff. But I think he's keeping a lot for Dani Lynn. Like, he has, like, her Kentucky Derby outfit. I was like, oh, I want that so bad. It was, like, a pink dress with a pink hat.
Oh, I kind of remember that.
Yeah, he has a ton of her stuff. He has, like, her purse that when she died in the Bahamas, he has that purse. Oh. She has all that stuff. I'm like, oh, my God, so sad. How did he get all that?
Dani Lynn probably got the whole estate, so. And she's living with him, so he probably got it. Wow. That's neat. He kept it, though.
You know? Yeah, I mean, he's very much into keeping Anna's memory alive. Sorry, I'm, like, bleeding in there. Sorry. I got a lot of speaking.
When are you not bleeding?
Oh, my God. Is it bad?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Is it bad?
Yeah.
Like, bad that I need to get?
No, it's not going to, but what happened?
Is that
going to
gush?
No. Did you fall?
No.
Okay, we'll talk about it after the podcast.
No, I did a whole video on it. If you watch my videos, it's like, we have sex on the cement. My forearms.
Cement? Are you okay.
It hurt. And there's like a bruise on my
see you bruise.
Yeah, there's just a lot happening. Mm. So it's part of the job.
To get bruised up. Huh?
I mean, this too. Blood. This is like.
That's taking one for the team.
Oh. That happened once before. I had like rug burns on my in a hotel room. I don't know why we're on the floor. Like, who wants to? Like, we have a bed. And you like go on the floor? I don't know how that happened, but I remember one time I had like rug burns on there, and I was like,
probably more leverage.
You know what? At my Playa Del Rey apartment, I the person I was with at the time, the theater actor guy, always just wanted to have sex on the floor. I had a couch, I had a bedroom, I had the whole place to myself. I was like, why are we on the floor?
Okay.
That is so weird. I wonder why. To be why.
On the same level as maybe, I don't know. He likes.
Well, we could have been on the same level on the bed. He never wanted to go on my bed or on the couch. Hmm. Do you think it was dirty? Do you think it was tainted? I don't know why.
I don't know. But going back to Larry, whatever happened with him and Nicole?
Larry who?
Larry.
Oh, Burke. I'm sorry.
Whatever happened to them? Because weren't they together like a couple years?
I don't think they were ever together. I think that was the whole thing. I think he just like maybe got it. I think they just like hooked up a few times.
Oh, really?
According to his side of the story, they were in a love affair. But
yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, she was with Howard K. Stern towards the end of her life. I think, like, he was a photographer, and at events, they just hooked up. Like, the Kentucky Derby, he photographed her. He's from Kentucky. And so I think maybe he flew out. He said that they lived together in Studio City.
Yeah, I thought it was, like, kind of secretive, because she wasn't really out there in public when that was going on.
I don't
think
they were dating, because then she was hooking up with the security guard. Because the baby paternity thing was, like, is it the security guard? Is it Howard? And then it was all these people. All these people came out of the woodwork. So I think it was, like, a...
Yeah, but you didn't see her from when she was heavy on her show to when she got skinny. I mean, and that had to be like 50, 60 pounds. So where was she during that time with Larry?
Right? Oh, no. I'm sure she got lipo and they just didn't want to tell anybody.
She said she just ate oatmeal after that. But
well, probably. Really? She probably got surgery. It's like the Kardashians. They probably just get surgery and like, oh my God, I went on a diet.
Wow.
Especially because she would have like loose skin and stuff, I'm sure. I'm sure she got lipo and then, yeah, and then she probably just didn't eat. Maybe had the oatmeal or whatever. I'm sure that's what happened because that's what happened. All of a sudden she was skinny. We're like, what?
I know.
That would be like me, like, all of a sudden just being skinny the next time you see me on the podcast.
Because when was the last time you saw her in between? She was heavy.
Did you follow her?
Okay, there you go.
But that's what I'm saying. That's like if I went away for 3 months and came back skinny. Yeah. I mean, I could pre-record things, but it's like it probably had a lipo.
Maybe they put her under for 3 months and then
she that could be too. And just stop eating altogether.
Because there was a thing back in the day where they would put you under for a week to lose, you know, a bunch of weight.
Or wire your mouth shut.
That too.
Oh, that sounds so painful. I'd rather be put to sleep, I guess.
Because what was Oprah's? First thing, hers was white, but she just had that some kind all of liquid. Drink. She just what was it?
I think she just drank all liquids, like an all liquid diet.
Yeah, something.
I mean, yeah,
it was called something. Optifit. No, I don't know.
I think that was my mentality when I did the Slim Fast. I was like, oh, I just drink liquid Slim Fast all the time, and I drink it 3 meals a day.
I guess it works. Well, I guess you're supposed to have a meal at night, but...
Well, I think I didn't even drink the things. I was just saying, I'm drinking Slim Fast. I think I only have one a day, maybe.
Well, that's like people who fast for 30 days. I'm like...
Oh, my God, I know. Well, I did that water fast, remember? Last year at some point, I just drank water for 5 days. And, I mean, it was crazy, the before and after, but, like, that's just... I don't know how I did that last year either. Just eat food. You're supposed to eat food.
I could never do it now.
I couldn't either.
I could before. Like, if I was going out that night, I can't eat all day. I won't, you know, or... like.
It's different to not eat all day if you're going to eat at night. That's like intermittent fasting. I mean, that's not great for you either, but to not eat for days at a time is crazy.
Well, that's like when I was 23, I was dating this really cute guy, and I thought, oh, he's so, you know, I got to be skinny for him because he always had skinny girlfriends. So I can remember I was just eating apples and oatmeal, and I was, you know, trying to get down. Then his mother came in. I was working in the jewelry store at the time, and she goes, let's go out for lunch. And I always thought she didn't like me anyway.
Oh, she wanted to make you fat?
No, but I'm like, what's she going to talk about, you know, because I was divorced and they didn't believe in divorce. Oh, she's going to, you know, hound me on that. But I'm like, oh, I said, I already ate. She goes, no, come on. She goes, just you can have like a Coke or something. No, I mean, I was on
you can have a Coke.
She was going to ruin my diet. I'm like, no, I'm really getting my pounds off. Not that I was big, but it's like, I felt so bad.
Did you go? You didn't go?
I never went, but I thought...
That's been me. I mean, I used to be like that. I used to not want to hang out with people if I was like on a diet. I was like, I have a music video next week. I can't hang out with you, which is sad. You like, you waste some parts of life.
You do. And I remember he invited me to go to a party. This guy, the same that had the mom. Well, we all have moms, but
the mom that
it was a party in Rockford, Illinois. And he goes, oh, let's go. I'm like, oh, you know, I made some excuse up and I think he was really mad at me. I didn't go because I thought I felt fat that day because I had eaten. And I messed up that whole, and then he broke up with me soon after because I was like, well, I would go if I hadn't eaten that day, but if I ate, forget it. Because I'm the one, and I eat, and my belly just goes, boom, I look pregnant.
I mean, I've been there, too, with hookups and stuff. Like, people don't want to hook up. But... Yeah, I'm like, oh, I just have Benihana. I can't hook up with this person.
I know.
I get it, though. I mean, you do want to feel your breasts. Like, you're not going to have good sex if you're not going to feel good.
And what skinny people do? Are they always ready to go, okay, you know, or do they have makeup excuses for stuff, too? I'm just like, is it just us?
That's a good question. But even sometimes either skinny girls think they're fat, or sometimes skinny girls don't want to be skinny. They hate being too skinny. I don't know. I've never been skinny and can't answer that. You're a skinny girl and want to be on my podcast. I'll interview you. Mm-hmm. I would love to. Well, I'm trying to think. I guess I've interviewed skinny girls, but I never talk about their weight because it's a weird thing to say. Actually, I should interview someone with like an eating disorder. I think those are.
Not only that, but yeah, but because how do they stay skinny? That's, you should have somebody who's skinny that you know.
Well, I mean, maybe some are just genetics.
Like, right.
Who's skinny that I know? Yeah. I'm like trying to think of like.
We don't allow skinny people in our life.
I know. Why do we not know?
Skinny being like 100, like a model, like.
I feel like I know people. I feel like I'm not missing people. I'm sure there's people in my life that are just skinny.
Yeah, I know.
I can't think of anybody though.
They just must not eat bad things.
Or just genetics. I think also genetics.
Genetics is a big part of it.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. What else is going to happen for you this week, Mom?
Well, going to start OnlyFans. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Why? I feel like you'd be good at it.
Oh, no. Like I said, I'd be too out of breath to do that. I see what you girls go through. I couldn't.
No. And no dates. You're not into the... So not what are you going to do that's exciting? What are you going to do to spice up your life?
Well, there's nothing really to do. I might go out to eat, you guys.
Oh, we should. Woo! We should go to, like, La Piazza or something like that, like, somewhere out.
Or down that Malibu.
Oh,
that
God.
Place. Which by one? The PCH.
Which one? Neptune's Net.
Yes.
I mean, we could also just do Mastro's. Just, they have outside eatery. I saw they have outside dining.
In Malibu?
They made it, like, the parking lot is now the dining area, so that way people can eat outside because they can't open it inside.
Yeah, because I am getting bored.
Yeah.
You know,
it does help to go out and, like, go out to eat, just, like, feel a little normal. And it's social distancing. Everyone wears their masks. It's, like, safe.
Because then Callie got all that green chef, and it's like, she's not making them, and it takes so long. Don't get it, you guys. They send the wrong stuff, the wrong meat with the dish.
I hope we're not being sponsored. Sometimes they sponsor podcasts.
Well, you can delete this out, but I am not a fan of that.
My one friend swore by it. The girl who does my eyelashes swore by green chef. She's like, it's good.
No, well, we ordered the steak thing, and they send a shrimp. I thought, what if we're allergic to shrimp? You know, and they're just sending it. And
do they give you that option to tell you if you're allergic?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I can't do those meal prep things because I'm too picky.
I just want to eat when I want to eat, you know? It's like, sometimes it's too healthy, and I get it. Callie wants to do the keto, but just give me my hot dog.
Or just sourdough Jack.
Exactly.
We love Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box, please sponsor this. I am obsessed with Jack in the Box. I think about Jack in the Box all the time. There's one down the street from me, and I can now get my Rolls Royce through it. I went with Lena the Plug, and I'm like, oh, let me just try it, because I can't have a car that doesn't go through a drive-thru. And we actually went through the Jack in the Box and the Burger King drive-thru, so it does fit through drive-thrus. I was just being scared, I guess, but I was like, fuck it, let's just try it.
I was through a drive-thru the other day, I don't even know what it was. And I'm like, oh, Trisha can fit her car through it. I'm like, no. I'm going to put them all down.
Well, there's some that are fucking tight. Like, if it looks like I can make it, like, but I'm okay. But
Taco Bell's is really little.
I'm not a Taco Bell fan.
I'm not ever going there. It used to be my favorite spot, but they don't have taco salad.
Also, don't get your news anymore, Mom, from Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Did Callie tell you about this? I was like, what is Mom doing? She posted on her Instagram and our family chat.
But it put the name of the restaurant and where it was at.
Mom, that was not a real photo. That was photoshopped.
That looked real.
Oh my God, my mom sent in the group chat, and I think to me and Callie, and on her Instagram, like, don't eat it. What was it called? Chin?
Chin out of Atlanta.
Because they had packaged mice, rats, cats, and dogs. And it was a clearly Photoshop photo. Maybe if it's real, the story, they shouldn't have put a Photoshop photo. The photo was so Photoshop. That was not a real photo.
It looked like skinned mice.
Mom, obviously you can't tell Photoshop because that was the most obvious Photoshop. I mean, if it was a true story, maybe, I guess, but they shouldn't have accompanied it with that photo because that was clearly not real. Those mice were not real.
It looked like it to me, but...
He sent it everywhere. I was like, what is Mom doing? Sometimes I don't know about Mom. I saw that. I was like, this was me just still sick. So I was like, I don't really know what's happening.
Okay.
Anything to say on that?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
You don't want to defend it?
No. I just put it out there because it was up on Facebook.
And also, why did you send it in the group chat when none of us live in Atlanta?
Did I send it just you two?
No, you sent it in the family chat.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I don't know if anyone responded. I have to go look. I was like, okay.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, we should do a TikTok today.
I feel like too much of my Heineken 00.
Oh, is that what that's in there? Because I have some in the fridge. So I know someone came over the other day and was like, who drinks the Heineken 00? I was like, my mother.
Who's it? Oh, never mind.
It wasn't even like a good friend of mine. Just someone that was over here. I was like, okay, random.
Shouldn't judge what's in other people's refrigerators.
I got judged again at the grocery store.
Really?
Yep, when I was getting all those snacks. Oh. And it was crazy. I'm not going to lie. I did have like 20 bags of chips in there and it was all on the top. And I mean, I can't blame him. He was like 80 behind me, but he literally was like, how many kids you got? Oh, actually, twice at the grocery store. So the guy behind me, he looked great. He was 79. He said he was about to turn 80. He actually did look really good. He looked like he was 60. I was like, well, what the fuck? You're going to be 80? And he asked me how many kids I got. I said I didn't mind him, but the one I did mind was I just got roses and then I had carts full of White Claw. I probably had like 100 White Claw and 100 like wine boxes in my cart. And I was going through the store. I was going to go get the Saved by the Bell cake. And one of the employees at the frickin' Ralph's was like, oh, well, look at that cart over there. Something like along the lines of like, that looks like a fun night or something. And she goes, is that just for you? I was like,
what is wrong with me? I would never comment at the grocery store.
That happens to me every time. I mean,
obviously, they're going to have a party or they don't want to come out in it for another 2 months. I mean,
that's what I think. I'm like, okay, well, this is clearly not all for me. But like, damn, what if it was like, maybe I really like White Claw at my house. Like, maybe I have 20 people, and I'm like, I don't know.
Or maybe it's hard to find, you know?
Oh, my God. People are so, like, how do you look in someone's cart and just make a comment? Like, two people did that. The employee and the guy. I was like,
imagine what they say to the guy who took 15,000 Purells in his cart.
Yeah, how did he do that?
I mean, what was those comments?
Didn't they ban him from selling those, too, on Amazon? Mm-hmm. They're like, nope, that's not happening.
Because he was gouging away.
How did he buy all those? That's a good question.
He sent his brother to different states. They both went to states, and he would stay back, and he would sell them, and his brother would keep going to store to store. Oh, my God.
People are so crazy. I don't know.
And how they knew, I don't know. I don't think I knew till pretty much March, end of March.
To get the pandemic stuff? Well, I predicted the pandemic, by the way, in 2012. Did you know this?
No. Is it?
I have a video where I'm literally like, I'll show you. I have the COVID masks on. Let me turn this down. And I predicted that the world is going to go through a pandemic, so I'm getting prepared. Look at my freaking... And I said at the beginning of the video that I'm preparing for a plague that's about to hit. And what year was this? This was 2011.
What was it called?
Notebook Hall. And I have a COVID mask on.
You should still have that.
Like, why else? That's so weird. Why do I not even remember wearing that? I feel like I'm a prophet sometimes. That's weird, isn't it?
But did you predict the second coming of the quarantine?
I mean, anyone could have predicted that. Oh. Well, you know what was weird? Well, you may not get the reference, but whatever. We watched, I was talking about this, Callie, on the last week's podcast, Prince of Egypt last night, which I'm not going to explain the whole plot because I just did that on the last podcast, but basically it's about Moses going to free the slaves in Israel, like, you know, biblical Moses, whatever. And God was speaking to him saying, go free the slaves, whatever. And then, so we were ordering pizza and the pizza came right as we finished the movie. And we ordered a lobster pizza and two pasta dishes. And I just took the bag and then I was setting it down. I was like, oh, no, we've got the lobster pizza. So I tried to run after the guy to get the thing, and I was barefoot. And the security guy was able to like honk and get the guy to stop to get our pizza. And then Moses followed me out because he's like, oh, well, it's like dark and she had no shoes on. So he follows me out. And the guy's necklace, he didn't look Israeli or Jewish or anything. Like, this guy was very not that. He had in Hebrew the word God on his necklace. And it was very weird because we're like, we just watched this movie about God talking to Moses, and this guy looked not Jewish or Israeli at all. And then Moses even said to the guy, he's like, hey, I like your necklace. And the guy kind of just didn't really say anything, but it said God in Hebrew.
Maybe he didn't even know. Because you know how we kind of wear, like, there was those Asian things because they had cool symbols and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe. I would have worn them and didn't know what they were, but thought, well, it'd be happiness or love. Maybe it was something like that.
I thought it was like a sign. I'm like, oh my God, we just watched this. Maybe God's talking to you, Moses. Maybe you need to go do something. Because okay. We just watched him tell Moses to go free the slaves. I'm like, maybe you're supposed to do something right now during this pandemic.
Just give me my pizza. Oh, I just wanted the pizza. The
lobster. Maybe we should order that tonight, lobster pizza.
That does sound good, too.
We could put it in the oven because it was a little cold last night. But anyways. All right, guys. We're going to wrap up this podcast. Mom, thank you for being my co-host of the week. And we'll see who the next co-host will be next week. Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye. Oh. Sorry.
Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa Automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa Automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, while supplies last, offer ends 8/31/20.
This weekend at Kohl's, take an extra 15% off. Save on men's and women's denim. Get Under Armour shoes for the family, $59.99 and under. And pick up a Power XL air fryer, just $84.99. Plus, take an extra $10 off your back-to-school purchase of $50 or more. Plus, store drive-up. And get a little more for your wallet with Kohl's Cash. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles, 15% off with promo code NOTEBOOKENDS August 16th. Under Armour offers and coupons do not apply. 10 off 50 with promo code BTS10 and August 23rd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.